5 on 5, 5 on Ray at RTE.ie. We have our Eurovision representatives in the studio. Yay! Singer Emmy, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited.
Brother Erland.
I'm very good, thank you.
And co-writer Larissa.
Hello.
Congratulations to you all. Will we relive the win? This is the moment on Friday night when it was announced, when the final votes came in. The next voice you'll hear is that of Patrick Kilty.
It's down to this. Your 10 points this evening from the public. Where are they going, James?
10 points from the public going to Growth by Niall.
Which means your 12 points goes to...
12 points for the public going to Like a Party by Emmy.
There we go.
We have a winner, Emmy!
Yay!
Going to Basel to sing Like a Party for Ireland this year. How do you feel?
I'm so just honoured and grateful and excited. Everything at the same time.
You should be back home in Norway, shouldn't you?
We had booked flights yesterday, like the day after the show.
All right. It's Monday today.
It's Monday
yeah,
today.
Yeah, yeah, so that would be the day before yesterday. Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've lost track of time, which is fair enough.
I have.
So I believe you're in the Odeon at an after party.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got a great reception by the Eurovision fans.
Yeah. Oh, it was lovely.
Oh, they were so amazing.
They were so amazing.
And she was so good with them.
Oh,
taking
thank
pictures
you.
And really being humble and very nice. She was amazing.
Okay, well, let's get to meet everybody because we spoke on down the line when you were in Norway. So your age is, Emmy, what age are you?
24.
Erland spelt?
E-R-L-E-N-D.
Nearly like Ireland.
Yeah.
It's weirdly like Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah, but you don't pronounce the R or the D.
All right. So how do you pronounce it?
Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah.
Almost.
It's like yes, it is. It sounds a bit like that. And you're the piano playing brother.
That's right.
With the glasses. Okay. And you co-wrote it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. As did you, Larissa.
Yes.
Now, your story is interesting.
No.
Give us the short version of it.
Don't start. Well, I mean, I think it was so long time ago, I don't remember anymore. So I came in 24 years ago.
Yes.
So landed on the farm in the Midlands and I live happily.
You know how we love a good story in this country. Okay.
It's a little Cinderella story. Yeah.
Yes. What's your husband's name?
Christy.
And how did you meet Christy?
I met Christy in Moscow. He went there for 3 days for stag party.
Yes.
We met in the restaurant. I had a party as well. So I saw two fellas speaking English. I invited them in my two phrases English. I said, my name is Larissa. And I invited them. So that's it. We spent 3 days in Moscow. And then I went to Ireland for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Fell in love with this country because it completely deceived me. It was May and it was sun shining for 2 weeks.
You thought the weather was like that all the time.
I thought it's a lovely country. Yes. Well, and then 6 months after we were married.
Wow.
Yep.
That's whirlwind, fairy tale, all those words wrapped up together. Yeah.
It was. I mean, the most important this fairy tale is that it continued. And I'm not only fell in love with Christy, then I fell in love with the country. Then I fell in love forever with Irish people. That's my favorite country in the world. I mean, I'm so well received in here. And I was just going to say, the first thing I was going to say, I want to thank all the people who voted because I know people were ringing me yesterday. There's thousands of people who voted because I asked them to vote. And that's real Irish now.
I love the mixture of Russian and Midlands accent.
It's funny, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. It's good.
I love that. When I go to music conferences or co-writing, if there are any British people, oh, I never heard anything like that, Russian accent mixed with Irish country.
Yes, because you drop your THs as well, which we do in the Midlands.
You
said, I like that.
Well, see, I learned...
Where does this go? Where does this go? Over there.
I learned it in a year, so I mean, I learned it like a child would, you see. I didn't go to lessons or anything, just integrated.
So, Emmy, how did you meet Larissa from Kilbeggan?
Yeah, we did...
Another good story.
Yeah. We had this songwriting camp in Norway with a bunch of songwriters from other countries. and Larissa flew in from Ireland to Norway to attend this camp. And so one of the days we were in a group together, and yeah.
Go on, keep going.
Yeah,
so you told us that you had this fascination with Laika, the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did this quiz, a weekly quiz that we do with my family. And there was a question about Laika. And I didn't want the real story to be the truth. So I wanted to create a song or scenario where she doesn't die, but where she lives on and is happy in the sky instead.
Ah.
And I brought this idea to this camp this day.
And of course, coincidentally, then you were Russian. You were familiar with Laika's story.
It's just unbelievable. It was the last day of the camp. We only had 4 hours to complete the song, which I thought we will never write anything in that short period of time. Yeah. And we started. I said, Amy, do you have anything in your head that we can write? You know, I have this story, and my brother already have a hook. He wrote like a party in the sky. Phrase. Yeah. And she said to me, "Do you think it's okay? How do you feel about this?" I said, "Me? I'm from Soviet Union. I was growing up with this. So that's like my favorite thing." She was our hero, this little dog. Let's do that. And we kind of clicked, didn't we? We wrote the song in 2 hours.
Ah, did you really?
Yeah.
And was it supposed to be for the Norwegian song contest?
It was a Eurovision camp. So it wasn't actually for any particular country. But since there was an Irish songwriter on it, it was very natural for us to send it here.
And you've taken part in the Norwegian Song Contest before?
Yeah, Emmy at least has sung there. I have only participated in the junior version.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So how did you do when you participated in the National Song Contest in Norway?
I got to the finals.
Yes?
Yeah. I don't know which place I ended up on, because we don't do it the same as your song. But yeah, in the finals, I was so happy with that.
And you've been meeting loads of Irish people in the Odeon. You were at Dancing with the Stars last night. You've been talking to people here, there and everywhere. So what's the reaction to a Norwegian singer singing about a Russian dog co-written by a Russian woman representing Ireland in Switzerland this year? What's the reaction been?
I think some people think random.
Irish woman.
You're Irish. Sorry. Yeah.
From County Irish. Westmeath.
Yes. Kilbeggans.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
But no, yeah, I think people think it's random. What did you say you saw on social media?
I did not have on my bingo card that a Norwegian girl would sing about a Russian dead dog.
People write that.
It's bonkers, suitably bonkers for the Eurovision, isn't it?
Yeah, you could say that. It's definitely a unique concept.
Yes.
And yeah,
everything is unique. But I mean, just two words. I mean, it's so international. It's a mix of nations of in our group in this song. I think that's what music is about. It's all about this interconnection, get together and co-writing. It's all about that.
Yeah. I love the fact that Kilbeggan now has a really strong link to Laika, the Russian dog, who went to space. There'll be a plaque in Kilbeggan to you, Larissa. There'll be a plaque.
I'm all right now.
You don't want a plaque.
But you got a point there, and that's why we're so grateful for the Irish public votes.
Yeah.
It would have been the same if we won in the juries and maybe third in the public votes. We may still have represented the country, but we wouldn't have felt that we actually represented the people.
But you do.
Now we really do. So we're so grateful for that.
As we heard there, you got 12. You got the maximum vote from the public, which is great. So we're all behind you. You can't help but smile. It's a sad enough story, but when you launch into bum bum, ba dum bum 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 bum, like everyone's with you. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And
so who's responsible for the bum bum part of it?
I made it, but I sent it to you. I made it like a calm kind of, and then I sent it to my brother, and he put the synth on, you know, and
made it groovy.
Developed it, yeah.
I love the fact that you save it for the last 30 or 40 seconds of the song.
Yeah, after the modulation and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't notice there was modulation. What's that?
Jump.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Key change.
Key change. Sorry. Maybe I said the Norwegian.
Yes. So what happens next now? Are you going back to Norway and we won't see you again, or what happens?
Well, hopefully you'll see us again, but we're flying back to Norway today.
Yes.
Instead of Saturday. Yeah. We'll have a lot to do.
A lot of planning to do,
a lot of planning and rehearsals and traveling. But yeah, I think definitely. Oh, that's a trigger word. We'll come back here.
Well, you'll have to come back. What's the reaction been in Norway then?
Very, very good responses from our friends and families.
Yeah.
And we know very many people in the community now, the Eurovision community. Like, we know many of the Norwegian artists that participate now on Saturday in the Norwegian final.
Yeah.
So they congratulated us. Looking forward to compete against us.
Ah, you see, it's fine now at the beginning, but when May comes and you're in Basel and you're up against them and you're getting votes that they want, it won't be all smiles then, will it?
No, we're not in the same semi-final.
No, great.
Yeah, so
we dodged that.
Kind of.
I think, and I don't know much about it, but I think we have a great chance of getting into the final again this year.
Oh, wow. Thank you for believing.
Yeah. What do you think, Larissa? You watched this.
Do you know, I actually had to watch Late Late Show last night myself, recorded, because I remember nothing of what was.
It was just a blur, was it?
A complete blur.
Yeah.
So I watched it, and all the people who were singing were amazing. But what happened with Laika, and I think that's the key thing about this song, I never stop smiling. It's positive melody, likability of Laika, little dog. Amy, amazing, down-to-earth, lovely girl.
Yes.
You know, this hooky melody. And I mean, it's so positive, people need it.
But here's the thing. You didn't sit down and do all that on a sheet of paper because you only need 4 hours to write it. So it just happened.
Yeah, it was like a magic. It just like fell on us.
A lot of people talk about songwriting as if it's magic, that it just comes to them. Is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's like a meditation somehow, isn't it? You're connecting with something and then it comes to you, all this music.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
But there are but especially when few songwriters together, it's like multiplies.
Yeah. And Erlen.
Yeah.
When you put on the glasses, you don't talk. You become some sort of robotic, non-speaking thing. Keyboard player. Is that it?
Yeah, we figured it would be fun. Like, we got kind of, we could do what we wanted to do on stage. So we just wanted to do whatever we would have wanted to watch.
Uh-huh.
We like those kind of quirky background dancers with the glasses.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll just chuck him on there. And then suddenly he became an icon for the song as well. So we didn't really expect him to become that big part of the show, but now he is.
Yeah. And there is a dance, isn't there? There is a dance.
It's
a choreograph that people at home can learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. So
really excited. Emmy singing Like a Party, representing Ireland in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. You have to say it like that. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Lovely to meet you, Emmy and Erlen, and we'll play out with a bit of this. Here we go. I hope like I never die and that she's been so. Modulation. Come on. Bring on the Eurovision. Thank you. Quick commercial break.